Chapter 7. A Surprise for Danny. The next morning, Danny woke up and got out of bed. He opened the curtains and looked out of the window.
That's incredible,
he thought. He looked out of the window again.
Aliens! Aliens came to Cornridge! Nick! Nick! Come and see!
Nick went to the window and looked outside.
Wow! That's fantastic!
He said, smiling. Danny took his blue notebook and ran downstairs. He went outside and looked at the strange circles in the field. He drew a picture in his notebook and went back to his bedroom. Danny took a magazine called Extraterrestrial News and went to the living room. He found the magazine's telephone number and phoned.
Good morning.
A man's voice answered.
Extraterrestrial News, can I help you?
Hello, my name's Danny Johnson, and I'm phoning to tell you that aliens came to our village last night,
said Danny. He laughed because he was very happy and excited about his discovery. The man was angry because Danny laughed.
This boy isn't serious,
he thought.
That's very interesting,
the man answered.
What happened? Did you have an adventure with little green men in a UFO?
No, no, you don't understand,
said Danny.
In the field outside my house, there's a...
I understand perfectly,
the man interrupted.
Do you know how many kids phone me every day? Hundreds. I haven't got time for your stupid stories. Goodbye.
Why doesn't he believe me?
Danny thought.
What can I do now?
He looked out of the window in the living room. There was one big corn circle with four smaller circles around it. He saw them very clearly from his house.
People can't make perfect circles in a cornfield,
he thought.
And there aren't any footprints in the field. I'm sure it was aliens.
Danny went to his room and started to look in his magazines. He wanted to find the article about the corn circles.
Here it is,
he said. The magazine was called Alien World Magazine. Danny found the telephone number and phoned.
I hope they'll believe me this time,
he thought.